This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power.
Hook. Imagine an automated pricing agent that optimized for conversion. It shaved margin to meet targets, triggered a cascade of supplier penalties, and cost the company more than the model saved. The logic was sound, but autonomy was misplaced. You didn't lose a model, you lost leverage. Today, I'll give you a zoning map that prevents that exact surprise.
Promise. In 10 minutes, you'll get one core insight. Treat autonomy as a levers and zones problem. You'll get three supporting points: economic leverage mapping, signal and latency rules, and reputational and reversibility costs, and a single practical action. A 10-minute audit to place three priority processes into zones. You can run it this afternoon.
Define autonomy zoning converts delegation from binary into three operational zones. Full autonomy, the agent acts and commits without human approval. Conditional autonomy, the agent acts within defined envelopes and requires escalation on triggers. Human controlled, a human must approve or perform the task. The decision axes that determine zones are value at stake, observability, and reversibility. Score each axis. High value, low observability, and low reversibility lean toward human control. Low value, high observability, and high reversibility lean toward full autonomy. Keep that mental map tight. It's the spine of the framework.
Point 1. Economic leverage mapping. Start by scoring tasks for value at stake and upside from automation. Value at stake measures downside if the action is wrong, financial, legal, customer lifetime value. Upside measures how much efficiency or scale you gain by removing human time. Rank tasks on a 2x2, high value, high upside, high value, low upside, low value, high upside, low value, low upside. High value, low upside are candidates for human controlled. Low value, high upside are your automation factory. This lets you prioritize where to spend engineering and monitoring effort.
Point 2. Signal and latency rules. Observability is the oxygen of autonomy. If the agent's actions produce clear, frequent signals and feedback arrives fast, you can expand autonomy safely. If signals are noisy or delayed, shrink autonomy. Two concrete rules. First, require a minimum signal-to-noise ratio before granting conditional autonomy. Second, require sub-cycle feedback, that is, corrective feedback that arrives before downstream commitments are irreversible. Example, customer support routing has high observability and fast feedback, so conditional autonomy works. Contract negotiation lacks fast, reliable signals, so keep humans in the loop.
Point 3. Reputational and reversibility costs. Some errors are cheap to roll back. Some errors erode trust or trigger cascade failures. Reputational costs are asymmetric. A single bad commit can do outsized damage. Map reversibility difficulty. How easy is it to undo an action, and what intermediaries are affected? High reputational cost and low reversibility force human control or very narrow envelopes. Where rollback is possible and reputational exposure is low, design automated guardrails and audit trails instead of full human approval.
Framework walkthrough. A compact three-step checklist you can apply to any process. Step 1. Score. In 2 minutes, rate value at stake high, medium, or low. Observability, high, medium, or low. Reversibility, easy, moderate, or hard. Step 2. Zone. Use the mapping. High value plus low observability or hard reversibility to human controlled. Low value plus high observability plus easy reversibility to full autonomy. Everything between, conditional autonomy with explicit triggers. Step 3. Guardrails. For conditional and full zones, define at least one guardrail, a hard threshold, a monitoring metric, and an automatic rollback or escalation. Also define a reevaluation cadence, 30 days for new systems, 90 days for mature flows. This checklist turns vague policy into operational assignments you can defend to the board.
Deployment Playbook, a 72-hour low-risk rollout you can run after the audit. Hour zero, shadow mode for 24 hours. Let the agent act, but do not commit changes. Record outcomes and errors. Hours 24 to 48, conditional autonomy with strict envelopes and real-time monitoring. Require human confirmation on any outlier. Hours 48 to 72, small-scale live test with a capped percentage of traffic and automatic rollback on breach conditions. Key measurement windows, error rate, time to detect, and rollback effectiveness. If any metric exceeds your threshold, revert to the previous zone and iterate. This pattern makes movement reversible and measurable.
Action step, the 10-minute executive audit. Pick three priority processes you care about this week. For each, one, score value, observability, reversibility. Two, assign a zone. Three, name one guardrail, a metric, a threshold, or an escalation path. That's it. 10 focused minutes converts uncertainty into a defensible decision. Run one audit before the end of today and schedule the 72-hour rollout for the process with the highest upside.
Recap. Treat autonomy as levers and zones. Map value, observability, reversibility. Use the three-step checklist and the 72-hour rollout to move safely. Precision in delegation preserves optionality and reduces catastrophic surprises.
If this briefing helped you, subscribe to the Agentic Executive for daily clarity and practical frameworks. Try the 10-minute audit today and see where you reclaim leverage. Stay agentic. Make your next move count.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.